aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to...
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The road to the White House winding through southwest battleground states. Former President Trump in New Mexico and Nevada. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Nevada and Arizona, focusing on her policies. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
She's been talking about that to-do list, going through policy items that are on it, because, you know, polls have shown people still do want to hear from her about the details of what she would do if she's elected. So I think you'll hear her talk about reproductive rights, as we just talked about, but also how to bring down housing costs, how to bring down child care costs, the sandwich generation, people who are caring for younger children, but also aging adults.
The U.S. condemned North Korea's ICBM launch today. Leader Kim Jong-un claiming it was intended as a message, he says, to rivals who have escalated tensions in the region. Halloween could break some records in the Northeast. Temperatures nearing the 80s in New York City and Boston. The dry conditions, though, also raising the threat of wildfires. This is ABC News. More than 2 weeks after his death, the body of former One Direction singer Liam Payne remains in Argentina. Some employees of the hotel where the 31-year-old fell remain under investigation. Some local drug dealers and hotel staff are also being investigated about their alleged roles in supplying Payne with drugs. The release of his body is dependent on the court's findings in the criminal case. A California state senator taking issue with the abbreviation for one city's name.
People who live in San Francisco have long hated it for whatever reason when out-of-towners call it San Fran or just Frisco. It's kind of a local pet peeve. And so when San Fran began to appear as the abbreviation for addresses of residents on their driver's licenses, state senator Scott Wiener had enough.
It is not San Fran. It is San Francisco.
The DMV has responded to him now, saying it agrees licenses will be fixed to say San Francisco.
ABC's Alex Stone, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our friends and family sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Election day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain turns into a wintry mix this afternoon as a few snowflakes start to mix in. This as winds are crashing our temperatures, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a wind chill. We can also hear some thunder, and we will clear out and crash cold overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hague. The presidential campaigns are making their final push in Wisconsin. Both will be in Milwaukee on Friday evening. Former President Donald Trump holding an event at Fiserv Forum where he accepted his party's nomination at the summer's Republican National Convention. Vice President Kamala Harris holds a rally and concert around the same time at State Fair Park in West Allis. Both events start at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a night for jackets over those Halloween costumes. Meteorologists predicting temperatures in the 50s to 30s across most of the state tonight, right when kids will be out trick or treating. Also, drivers need to be extra cautious in residential areas and plan for frequent stops. Death investigation in Waukesha, where police found a body near a park Wednesday afternoon and confirmed to Fox 6 on Thursday, it's considered to be a suspicious incident. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. And Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. Trick-or-treaters in western Wisconsin will need coats tonight, but it looks like we won't see any snow. There are winter weather advisories in effect for parts of far northwestern Wisconsin for snow for some of those folks, but forecasters say the precipitation should be done by trick-or-treat hours, but it will be cold. The Weather Service says temperatures will be in the 30s combined with wind. That could mean wind chills in the 20s later tonight. Some trick-or-treat hours locally are 5 to 7 in Durand and Mondovi, and from 4 to 7 p.m. in the village of Elmwood. A two-year project to replace city streets and sewer and water lines in downtown Wabasha is now complete. Last week, the city of Wabasha reported that all the streets in the downtown that were under construction are now back open to traffic and to parking. Last week, the construction company picked up the last of their traffic signs and traffic barrels and barricades. An Eau Claire man charged with distributing fentanyl and methamphetamine is headed to prison. Mario Aviles was sentenced to 2 years in prison in federal court in Madison yesterday. Earlier this year, the U.S. Postal Service intercepted a package at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport with a Western Wisconsin address. That package contained 2 pounds of methamphetamine. Authorities say the methamphetamine, along with some fentanyl and cocaine that was seized, all had a street value of $250,000. Voters in Wisconsin are running out of chances for early in-person voting. That early in-person voting ends for Wisconsin tomorrow. Election managers say nearly a million voters have already cast a ballot here in Wisconsin, either through the mail or in person. Now, if you don't vote today or tomorrow, you will have to wait until Election Day, that's next Tuesday, to cast your ballot. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
A St. Paul man is looking at 50 years in prison for dumping bodies in Dunn County after a murder back in 2021. A jury yesterday convicted Darren Osborne of being a party to a crime. Osborne dropped off an SUV filled with bodies in rural Wheeler. His son, Antone Suggs, killed the four after a fight in Minnesota. Osborne then helped him hide the bodies. Suggs is serving 101 years in prison for the killings. Osborne will be sentenced in December. The Tarrant Park Pool Project in Durand is about 50% complete. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says residents may not see a lot of changes on the site, but many things are happening inside the new building.
Some of the other things that have come in are different things like pumps and stuff that are all inside. So that it, when you look at the site, it's not going to look like a lot of things are happening. But basic pool itself is already poured. Now the deck and everything that goes around it will be this spring. And of course, then you really start to see it take the shape with the fencing and the other stuff that we're putting in. And that'll be done in the spring.
The city is currently looking for a pool director. Contact Durand City Hall for more information. Eau Claire's parking study says there's more demand for evening parking downtown. Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg said Eau Claire's parking plan is geared towards daytime parking. He says the study shows that people want to come downtown to eat or enjoy the nightlife, and the parking options aren't always there. Solberg says Eau Claire may extend the two-hour limit on downtown parking or may switch to paid parking on downtown streets. The city has been pushing to do that for a while, but's run into opposition from downtown business owners. Prosecutors in the Adam Fravel murder trial could rest their case today. The prosecution plans to call one more witness before allowing Fravel's lawyers to present their defense. Friends of Madeline Kingsbury testified about Fravel's behavior yesterday, talking about incidents of possible abuse and violence. Fravel was arrested and charged with murder following Kingsbury's death last year. Closing arguments in the case are expected Monday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Researchers at the University of Minnesota say fear can help people feel good about their relationships and help form new friendships.
The researchers recently teamed up with Mall of America to learn why people pay to enter scary attractions like Onion Head's Revenge. More than 300 people took part in the research, with 77% saying they felt a high level of relief once the experience was over. 73% said going through the attraction with a partner strengthened their relationship. Participants also said the act of going through something scary increased their connection to others doing the same activity. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Reddick reticent on Martinsville aggression. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by
the voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
For the first time, Tyler Reddick will compete in the NASCAR Cup Series Championship 4. But before Phoenix, there's Martinsville Speedway. Not his best track, so the 2311 Racing pilot plans a more conservative strategy of survival.
No, there's going to be a lot of drivers and teams in a position where they have to win to get to Phoenix. As much as I would love to win that race, we don't need to make any potential enemies going into what'll be the biggest moment of the year for us at Phoenix. So we're not going to give up time and energy and effort that we'd be putting towards Phoenix, trying to run good at Martinsville.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Bucks return to action tonight, looking to improve on their 1-3 record. I'm Phil Scott with sports. They're in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies tonight. Things start for real in men's college basketball next week. The Badgers will host Holy Cross in their season opener on Monday at the Kohl Center. Marquette is home against Stony Brook. Packers safety Xavier McKinney is the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month for October. He totaled 19 tackles, 3 passes defensed, 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, and a sack. McKinney has 6 interceptions in all in 8 games. It is the first Player of the Month award in his career. Packers worked outside for practice number 2 of the week today. They'll take on the Lions in a 3:25 kick on Sunday at Lambeau. Football Badgers take on Iowa for the Heartland Trophy on the line Saturday night. That one kicks at 6:30. There's a rival matchup in women's college volleyball tomorrow night in Madison. 7th-ranked Badgers take on Big Ten leading Nebraska. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
A look at Level 2 football, plus the state cross-country meet is set for this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It's starting to feel more like football weather, and the high school playoffs continue this weekend with Level 2 action around the state. There are a couple noteworthy rematches on the docket for this weekend. Nina makes the trip to Kimberly after the Rackets defeated the Papermakers in a thriller earlier this year, 29-28, on a last-second field goal from Jack Klunt, which gave Nina its first win over Kimberly since 2005. We can only hope the second matchup between La Crosse Logan and Onalaska is as good as the first, when Logan scored a 36-35 overtime victory, punctuated by a game-winning two-point conversion run from senior quarterback Bradley Check. A pair of defending state champions will meet up in Division 4, as last year's winner Lodi will travel to three-time defending Division 5 champion Aquinas, who was bumped up to D4 this season. The Quick Trip and Wisconsin-Dairy Game of the Week is a clash of styles, as Milwaukee Academy of Science will make the lengthy trip across southern Wisconsin to tangle with Darlington. Boys and girls cross-country teams will take center stage this weekend at the Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids for the WIAA State Cross-Country Championships to be run on Saturday. Onalaska's Manny Putz is looking for his third consecutive individual title in Division 1. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Talking to a friend of mine here recently who has a buddy that hunts with a crossbow, said he missed 2 deer with it. I said, how can you miss a deer with a crossbow? He told me, and I'll tell you, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
So how can you miss a deer with a crossbow? A buddy of mine has a friend who missed 2. He said the reason that he missed these deer is, number one, he's sloppy, And number two, he's lazy. First of all, he's so lazy that he didn't really do much preparation before the season, and he doesn't have any lanes cut from his deer stand to where he's taking his shots. So he has a lot of trees and limbs and branches and stuff that's going to get in the way of that arrow, and that's what happened. That bolt shot from that crossbow didn't make contact with that deer because it was deflected. Another thing that he did on the second deer that he shot at was he took a marginal shot. This deer was way too far out. The crossbow has a limited range. There's some arc to that arrow, just like with a regular bow. A lot of people think you can shoot a mile with a crossbow. You can't. And that's what you have to realize, that if you want to have accuracy, if you want to make that perfect shot, you have to have the perfect setup. You have to get out there and you have to work to make sure that you have good lanes cut so that you have clean shots, and you have to make sure that you take a shot that's in range. Hunt smart and put in the work and you'll get that deer. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain turns into a wintry mix this afternoon as a few snowflakes start to mix in. This as winds are crashing our temperatures, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a wind chill. We can also hear some thunder, and we will clear out and crash cold overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're being joined by Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, and we're going to talk about today's grain trade over in the livestock as well. Kind of some fireworks all over in a few different spots. First of all, Mike, before we talk about some of those high points and the low points, just overall, if you had to kind of describe the attitude of the trade today, how would you do that?
Yeah, that's a great way to start this program off, Chad, and you know, thanks for having me back, because it's important that it's the end of the week and the end of the month, so there is a lot of emotion typically as we close out both a week and a month, and we still have another trading day to go before the end of the week. So one of the keys here, I think, that this market is really trying to struggle with is the difference in price action. We had a new four-year low in the meal again today, and yet we're coming off record highs in gold and 12-year highs in silver and record highs in the S&P 500 and near record high retest of Bitcoin as well. I think this is where I think if you tried to parse things out and look for a common theme or a common denominator today, and it also being the end of the month, I think we can say that the election, heading into the election next Tuesday, and the financial markets, currency markets, really creating a market environment where there's a lot of posturing. And I think they've really been in a situation this last 2 weeks, especially of October. If you look at a chart, you can kind of see this, I think. The last 2 weeks of October, we've seen, I think, a reinforcement of some of this posturing as former President Trump has been coming up in the polls. And the polls I look at, the main one I look at almost exclusively is the RCP, Real Clear Politics, average of polls. And he's had a very nice bump the last, 10, 14 days. Both he and Vice President Harris seem to have plateaued and started to move down, but it seems like she's starting to move down more, where he's actually a little bit more positive than her as we closed out this trading month. And I think that helps explain why we've got this kind of bifurcation or separation of trade that really doesn't make sense in a lot of trade. I mean, in other words, why would you have a new two-year high in the U.S. dollar against the Brazilian real, but then have new record highs in gold? You know, one's inflationary, one's deflationary.
Huh, interesting. And when you throw in that election, how does a trade prepare for a major event like this on Tuesday, and especially what's going to happen on the backside of that election?
Yeah, I think in today's financialization of commodities, in other words, we have been able to create financial instruments to practically trade as soon as news comes out and be able to trade specific issues, unlike we weren't able to do that 10 or 15 years ago, or let alone 20 years ago. I think this makes the market much more volatile. And one of the things that I did this week was I looked at the last five elections, and, you know, we talked about the dollar, and it seems like a lot of the roads go back to the dollar when it comes to the dollar hitting a new two-month high against the Brazilian real today or this week, and a new almost two-month high against the Chinese currency. The trade's clearly posturing for a weakening of some of our major trading partners because they're kind of in the line of fire on the tariffs that are already in place and tariffs that may come in on after the election, regardless of who wins. Maybe one candidate is threatening stronger tariffs, but the other one is still looking at tariffs as well. So I looked at the dollar in the last five elections, and it's evenly split. The dollar went higher two times into the election. It went lower two times into the election. One time it stayed pretty much flat. Now, the interesting dynamic was 6 months later, in May of the next year after the election, there were three times when the dollar was higher and two times when it was lower. Even with that split, and it looks like, oh, it could be a coin toss, one of the things I found very interesting was it was a very tight range. The dollar either went higher or lower by 4 to 7%. It was very consistent. And so that helps me kind of measure, I think, these past five elections and say, okay, if the dollar goes higher, how much higher would it probably go? Well, based upon history, and I know every year is different, it could go, I think, 4 to 7% higher. And that could bring in, if it went that high, could bring in, you know, fresh lows in the wheat market. And I think that's a key element to what's going on in the wheat right now, as world supplies are going down.
What about if you're a soybean trader? You talk about, divergence. You've got soybean oil, which was on a tear today. Soybean meal was weaker again, and you end up with a soybean range of only 10 or 11 cents today.
Yeah, and this is a yet-to-be-told story because we're just finding out more about this, but we're looking at a situation where it sounds as though the avian influenza in Europe is worse than it was a year or two ago, and it's one of the Reuters news stories that I looked at before you and I talked was that it was spreading very fast along the EU, and Poland, I believe, is the largest bird producer in Western Europe, and they're the ones that we really have to watch. So you have that as a brand new issue when it comes to the meal market, and then you have the Chinese issue and their livestock situation and the very poor returns on livestock and dairy producers. I was reading a statistic not long ago from an ag attaché report that upwards of 80% of the small and medium-sized dairy producers were selling milk at the below of the cost of production level. And so that suggests to me, well, you're probably going to lose 60 to 80% of your milk producers eventually if China doesn't do something about that. So meal really is a key point of this puzzle, especially with South America coming back online with their planting progress, and both Brazil and Argentina probably going to have bigger bean acres versus corn just because of the nature of this weather pattern we had up until this past week.
Mike Zuzel, Global Commodity Analytics, joining us. Stay tuned. The second half of the Final Bell is coming up next on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Chad Moyer back with you here on the Rural Radio Network. Again, Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics joins us on today's program. I guess just as we kind of wrap up, a few thoughts on the grains. You talked a little bit about wheat, soybeans, corn. I guess, you know, we're at the end of the month today, but we have one more trading day for the week tomorrow, first day of November. Any thoughts about what might happen here at the end of the week, leading up to the election, I guess?
Well, the one thing I liked about the close on Thursday, Chad, was the fact that the wheat did come back around. And I think the world supplies are, as we talked about in part one, tightening as we get into this pre-election trade. And this pre-election trade does overshadow us. But the U.S. hard red wheat conditions and the emergence issues are real. And we have to realize the western half of the hard red wheat belt still is in drought. And that goes from essentially Oklahoma all the way up into South Dakota, through your state, through my state. And so that's still on the table. And I would say even more importantly is just today, the European Commission came in and cut both the wheat crop and the corn production estimates from their prior numbers. And I think that's very important to suggest and make the market realize, and again, I'll reiterate this, I think supplies of wheat and corn globally are still going down, not up. They haven't really stabilized at this point. And I think you can see that especially given the fact that both Ukraine and Russia have started to work new export minimum price type policies to not ship out too much grain at too cheap of prices. And I think when countries do that, it's usually a very clear signal that they're running tighter on supplies and they don't want to run out of domestic supplies and create even worsening inflationary pressures, which both countries obviously have. So the other thing that I can say that is the Ukrainian corn production number was cut pretty dramatically, almost 3 million metric tons by the USDA attaché this week as well. So once we get past the election, we go back to the supply-demand fundamentals. Those supply-demand fundamentals suggest wheat and corn are still extremely tight, 10-year tight supplies globally for both at this stage of the game. And I think tightening even more.
Well, yeah, and a good argument for that, too, is export progress. I mean, even though we're not that far in the new marketing year, we are making strides on those export numbers, aren't we?
We are, and we're seeing the bigger countries come in and pick up wheat at a large volume with a higher price. Algeria's tender finally came through on Thursday, and they're talking about as much as 500,000 metric tons bought at $263 U.S., cost and freight included. That's quite a bit higher. I would guess that's probably $25 to $35 higher than it was a year ago at this point. I think that's a really important point to make, is that I think the floor price of the global wheat market has been coming up, and I don't see a lot of reasons why it should collapse or go down again, especially if we trim that crop in Australia as well.
Yep. All right. Going over to livestock, we had the nearbys in live cattle and feeder cattle go off the board, kind of a discount to that next contract. What do you make of the trade today over in livestock in cattle?
Boy, it was a clinic on what a definition of a trap short is. October fat cattle, last trading day was today. The open interest coming into today's trade, Chad, was 86 contracts. We ended up within a 10 to 15 minute range by the charts that I looked at and created. It looked like we traded five or six contracts and moved that October live cattle market $8 in price range today. Other than that, it was a very quiet day before that happened, and it was mainly, I think, because the weekly export sales coming in under 14,000 metric tons, that was about 17% below the four-week average, just didn't do the job in terms of give the market a feeling that the demand side of the equation is coming on strong anymore.
All right, what about over on the hog side? A much quieter day over here, not as big of a range. Thoughts on hogs?
Yeah, cutout values are still staying strong. 102 was the last number I saw at midday. Pork exports, almost 45,000 metric tons. That was 16% above the four-week average. Still very strong demand, almost a mirror image of the cattle market. But having said that, I do worry that this hog market has rallied so substantially, so quickly, we're due for a setback. So I'm really looking hard at fourth quarter hedges, and hogs have already implemented this week some fourth quarter hedges in the cattle market as well. Everything known cost at this point, again, because of the election and the potential historic volatility we may face.
All right, very quickly, anything on the outside markets, energies, metals, or anything like that we should be aware of today?
You know, I try to be pretty open about this with everybody I've spoken with, and try to make it clear and kind of put down a marker here, Chad. I feel like the two most undervalued commodities heading into the end of the year are wheat and crude oil. And so I would keep my eyes on crude oil very closely. I think those two commodities could actually trade very closely with one another, because I think some of the same reasons why they've been beat up so badly are in both those commodities as far as short positions.
All right, Mike, great to have you on the program. That's Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Find him online at globalcom2msresearch.com. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, might not be suitable for all investors. That's today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealers. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. Yes, Mexico is the largest trading partner for the U.S. ag industry, and last week, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced a suite of new goals for her country's ag industry. I'll have the details when we come back.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Agriculture, of course, is a global market, and ag policy changes in other countries can have an impact on American farmers' bottom lines. With Mexico being one of the largest importers of U.S. ag products, it's worth keeping an eye on their goals.
And last week, Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum introduced a plan focused on reducing the nation's reliance on imported food. She plans to do this by boosting the domestic production of key crops like corn, beans, and rice. Her plan emphasizes, quote, producing what we eat, with measures that include guaranteed prices for corn farmers and a target to increase bean production by 30% over the next 6 years. The government is also setting up research centers to develop high-yield bean seeds and plans to revive government-run stores that stock basic goods to support these efforts. Now, this approach draws from the policies of Sheinbaum's predecessor, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, also known as AMLO. He prioritized self-sufficiency for the country. Sheinbaum's policies, however, face challenges as they run against modern consumer trends. Since the 1980s, Mexico's demand for staples like beans and tortillas has fallen as more people turn to processed foods and baked goods. For example, tortilla consumption dropped from nearly 220 pounds per capita in 2000 to about 165 pounds in 2020. The administration has also introduced a, quote, junk food ban in schools to encourage healthier eating habits, but past attempts at similar restrictions haven't led to any significant changes. The focus on domestic production also includes coffee and cocoa, though mainly for instant coffee and powdered chocolate, products that are widely used but face competition from Mexico's rising interest in specialty coffee. Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart noted that if these policies succeed in reducing reliance on U.S. imports, it could shift trade dynamics, particularly in corn, where Mexico remains a major market for U.S. farmers. I'll be back with more after this.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
Well, it's the American presidential election that's grabbing most of the headlines up here. Agriculture still is that global market, and farmers would be wise to stay on top of what's happening outside of our borders, especially with such an important trading partner like Mexico. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The rain and snow moves out, clearing and colder tonight with a low in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high upper 40s, but warmer for the weekend, highs into the upper 50s, partly cloudy Saturday, showers and storms developing Saturday night and Sunday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 35 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday.
Work got around, no money down. Take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. Tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Bye. A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses,
this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Darling, you know it's true, the rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I've never told a soul, so tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing, tell me what gave it away. The roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile.
They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do.